So a key part of being able to live in the unknown is trust. Being able to trust in what you feel and know within rather than in what you see with your eyes, because most of us only trust in what we see. We only feel faith in something and believe in something when we can see that tangible proof and evidence that it's coming, proof and evidence that it's already there, proof and evidence that what we want is going to happen. But Wayne Dyer teaches that you will only see it when you believe it. And this means you first have to cultivate and create that belief and knowing within yourself of what you want, that everything's working out for you, and that everything is going to line up, and then you will see the materialization of that. So it's about creating that belief and that faith within yourself, not needing to see the proof and evidence manifested before you make the decision and make the step forward and start moving in the direction of what you want. But know that if you walk with faith, it will all begin to materialize for you. So this concept of trust is incredibly important, and trust is actually a very difficult thing to create. And without realizing, many of us may come to see we don't have much trust in ourselves or our inner feelings or inner guidance. We really do trust a lot purely on what we see manifested with our eyes. So there's a couple of things to look at with developing trust. And I want you to think about, how do you build trust with anyone in your life? How do you build trust when you're in a new relationship, when you meet a new person? Or how have you built trust with someone who's already in your life? It takes time, doesn't it? This is a quality that needs to be nurtured and developed over time. You need to build a relationship that has trust as the foundation, but that takes time. And so what do? With people, we pay attention. We perhaps test them in little ways and see how they respond. We have experiences. We watch whether they're honest and genuine and in integrity and whether they support us. And over time, that builds our trust in them, doesn't it? As we observe their character and how they are with us. Now, when it comes to building trust with ourselves, this is interesting because it's the same thing. It takes time. It's something that needs to be nurtured and built through experiences over time. But if we all have a look at ourselves at the moment, what we'll recognize is we're very often breaking trust with ourselves. We're breaking our word. We're breaking our commitments to ourselves. So we might say, oh, I'm going to go to the gym 3 days next week. Or next week, you know, on Monday, I'm quitting sugar. Or, you know, next week, I'm going to meditate every single day. Or I'm going to start saying no to those things that are feeling like a burden. But then we go against our own word, don't we? We break our commitments. We break the commitments we've made to ourselves. And we go back on our own word. And that breaks trust with ourselves. And every time we then encounter a situation where we're trying to really deeply trust what we feel, deeply trust what we know, in the back of our mind, we have that little voice is like, yeah, but you don't actually really trust yourself that much, do you? Look at all these times that you broke trust with yourself. And it takes away from that solidness we need to feel. Just like if you had someone in your life who was constantly breaking promises and saying they were going to do things and not following through or letting you down or making a commitment and then backing out, you wouldn't trust them and you wouldn't feel safe to follow them, would you? So we need to create a relationship with ourselves where we trust ourselves and we feel safe to follow ourselves with where we're wanting to go. So set yourself up for success with this. To help yourself actually build a trusting relationship with yourself, set really small attainable goals. Only set intentions that you know you can achieve and that you're willing to commit to and follow through on. And don't say you're going to do things. I mean, saying to yourself, don't say you're going to do things that you're actually not going to do when you deep down know you're not going to do it. So maybe what you can do is start really small. Set one practice for next week that you want to take on board. And maybe it's something really easy, like one morning next week, I want to get up and do a half an hour morning walk. Declare that, set that intention, say it out loud, commit to it, follow through on it, watch yourself take the action, and then at the end, acknowledge yourself and really say, you know what? I said I was going to do it and I did. I am the type of person who honors their word and I can trust myself. I can trust myself that I'm going to follow through and act on what's most important to me. And continue to do that in small ways. So rather than setting giant goals where you're breaking trust with yourself Only commit to those things that you will follow through on. And when it comes to building a relationship with our inner guidance and our intuition, it's the same thing. Building trust in that inner knowing takes time. This whole course has been about building a relationship with your intuition, knowing that it takes time to become really familiar and comfortable with that inner voice and feel trusting enough to follow it. Now, if you can't trust your intuition when it comes to those really small things like trusting what your body says about a person, trusting your feeling of whether you want to say yes or no, trusting that inner guidance about what to eat, what food choice to make, how to spend your time, you know, those small, like low risk kind of decisions that don't have massive stakes attached to them. If you can't trust yourself there, you're not going to be able to trust yourself in the big stuff. You're not going to be able to trust yourself when that voice says, leave this relationship, change jobs, move to a new city or a new country. But the more that you build trust through those tiny, small, little steps, those little bits of guidance, and then you build this proof that says to yourself, you know what? One, I am someone that follows my guidance. And two, experience shows me that when I follow it, it all works out. I'm actually guided to what's right for me. Now, if you build that belief system, when it comes to something bigger, like this voice saying to you, you need to leave this situation, you need to make a change, you'll say, I can trust this voice because I've trusted it in all these other situations and it's always done what's best for me. And so I know I can trust it now. And that's what I've done over the past 10, 15 years that I've been practicing this. I started trusting my guidance and myself on very small, low risk decisions. And as I got a lot of certainty in myself, as I became more clear and connected to that inner feeling, and as I began to see that when I followed this guidance, good things happened, things lined up, things worked out, I'm now able to follow that feeling when it comes to massive things, things that, you know, involve financial risk, big changes, potentially leaving something behind or going into the unknown. So the only way really to navigate the unknown in your life is to have a feeling of trust within yourself and within that knowing within yourself, because otherwise you're going to need proof and evidence outside of you. Otherwise you're only going to believe in what you see, and then you're not in the unknown, are you? Then you're once again just in what you already know and what's familiar, and nothing is going to change. So start with this intention to really build a more trusting relationship with yourself. And a more trusting relationship with your inner guidance. It may take some time, but once you build it, you'll be able to fall back on that and let that feeling guide you time and time again.